All right, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Yeah, God is moving by the Spirit.
Amen.
Last week we were on verse 7. We made it down to like verse 10. To give it a little more clarity, we'll go back to verse 7.
It's John 16.
John 16.
John 16, verse 7. All right.
He said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go not away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment." So the Holy Spirit is coming with a mission. And it's going to turn out to be a tremendous blessing. I remember in every society, I believe God had people, even people that were prophets in other nations that loved him. And some were capable enough to be prophets. Remember when Gideon's army, somebody had a dream in the Midian camp that this is nobody but Gideon, the servant of the Lord. That guy had a word of knowledge, and he shared it with his friend. And that's one of the gifts of the Spirit. And now that the Holy Spirit's going to be given to all of God's people, he comes with a mission to expand the kingdom. And he said, when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Before Christianity spread, sin was like a myth. You know, you do what you want to do. They had, as long as you didn't bother the king, whatever you did was, you just did it. But God defined what sin was. And the Holy Spirit came to reprove the world of sin through the light that we live. God gave us a brand new spirit. We have, our sin nature has been broken. And he can't, as we live the life of God in front of the world, we automatically reprove the world of sin. And people get uncomfortable because you're exposing their sin. And that's a good thing because he's also reproving the world of righteousness, showing them what the right way is and the blessings that follow. It helps people receive new vision. And then of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. So those are three missions of the Holy Spirit in all that we do. We don't always see the good we do, but just by living a life of love and kindness, we automatically do these three things as we grow in the Lord. He said, "I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you in all truth." And that's my favorite scripture in the whole Bible. And I quote that often because I depend on the Lord's guidance. He needs me because I have authority to operate here. I need him to tell me what to do. In his eyes, I'm the boss. But it's no good without my guide. And he's the one that's going to, it's not by power, nor by might, but by his spirit. So the only way we're going to pull this off is that relationship. And he'll show me what to do. I'll yield to him, and we'll get it done. When on earth, this is where we have authority, and God has to work through our authority. And the more willing we are, the more he can get done. He said he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Jesus once said that, he said, "Be it unto you according to your faith." Wherever we can believe God, that's where he can work in our lives. Our faith involves him. If somebody had a rocky marriage, God is not involved until they pray and ask him that, you know, for solutions on how they can and do his and you know, proceed to do his word. And when they pray and ask him for guidance, and he give them revelation, and they receive it, then he's involved. But until they receive the revelation that he gives, he's limited in what he can do. In any situation, a business, rearing children, we involve God by our faith and obedience. When we act on his word, he's involved. When we ask him for guidance and he give us revelation, then we have to receive it and then act on it. And sometimes I want to speed things along. And the fastest way to get something done is to cooperate quick. And I learned to be patient with the situation, because God is being patient with me. It's not that I'm being patient. He's being patient with me. I said, Lord, what can I do to make this go? Because I've seen him move before, and things get, you know, when he moves, it happens quick. And I don't want to miss a step. Sometimes there are things you have to learn and receive before you can go away. It depends on what it is. But when I want to do something, I ask him and include him, and I watch everything that he has to say so I can receive it and go forward. Receiving it is the key. Sometimes God gives revelation, but if people are not used to that frame of mind, they may wrestle with it for a long time before they actually do it. But once you act on whatever he guides you to do, you put something in motion that can't be stopped. Heaven's backing you. And whatever it is your part, that has to happen so that heaven can do its part, so that God can move on your behalf. He said, he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. So I always took this to mean, if you study the word of God, then he will, the Holy Spirit will relate to you on those points that you've taken time to learn. And Brother Lewis once said, you got to put something in to get something out. Excuse me. You got to put the word in so the Lord will have something to work with to help you go forward. Verse 14 says, he said, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. So the word of God, the word of God is what he relates to us with. And our study habits is the backbone, what we're receiving. And then it's like the word of God comes to us in puzzle form, because the word of God does what God is doing. The anointing does what the Father does. Jesus came and he spoke parables to his enemies, to the world, and he broke it down to those who inquired. He spoke parables to those that were an enemy to him. Those you remember that he divided them with the statement. He said, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have nothing to do with me. And most of them left, and they had been following him. But he knew the condition of their heart. Well, the word of God is in puzzle form, but as you study it, the Holy Spirit will help you receive it, help you put it. He'll put that puzzle together for you. And this is the word of God. This is what he already spoke. This is the covenant. This is what he's going to do. So we put that in our hearts. Then the Holy Spirit will show us how to relate it in our lives and bring us to a point of understanding. But if we understand fractions, he'll work with those fractions. If we understand more volumes, he'll work with the volumes. Did anybody ever get any revelation on that other than anything else? He said, when he, the Holy Spirit, when he said, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. And the question was, does anybody ever have any more revelation on that verse?
On that verse of him showing us things to come. Mm-hmm.
And whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Whatever the Holy Spirit hears, that's what he'll speak to you.
Whatever he hears from the Word or from Jesus and the Father, mm-hmm. he will reveal it to you. The Holy Spirit is a revealer. Mm-hmm. See, we can't get this on our own brain and our mm-hmm. own mind.
Right.
Now, I don't call my brain a peanut brain and all that. I hear ministers saying that.
Yep.
But it really bothers me yep. because the Word of God says I'm wonderfully made.
Yeah.
And
right.
I have the mind of
the
Christ.
The mind of Christ.
I'm not trying to get it, mm-hmm. but I have the mind of Christ.
Right, man.
Apart from him, I do have a peanut brain. But I'm not apart from him. I'm in him.
In him.
Right. I'm covenant.
Yeah.
And so I don't repeat my little peanut brain and trying, mm-hmm. you know, I don't repeat that. Mm-hmm. You know, I hear yeah. great ministers on TV saying,
I know it.
Saying my little peanut brain, mm-hmm. you know, can't get it. But I have the mind of Christ, mm-hmm. and I can get it. I have the revealer.
The revealer.
He's going to show us mm-hmm. things. Because, see, he got to show us things to come and to do
yeah.
so we can get into the plan of God.
Right.
We're not fully into the plan of God, what he wants us mm-hmm. to be and where he has. Every generation he deals with them for their time,
yeah.
and for their hour, and uh-huh. what they're supposed to be doing.
Right.
Peter said we are chosen generation. Each generation is chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And we are certainly a chosen generation.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit is saying, we don't have to struggle with all this, what we're trying to struggle with, mm-hmm. trying to find out what this verse is saying, what that's saying. Get with him.
He's going
to,
yeah, he'll reveal.
Spend some intimate time and he'll show, mm-hmm. he said, I want to show you things mm-hmm. to come.
Yeah.
Lean and rely on him.
Amen.
Sometimes we lean and rely on the commentary a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good because hopefully the man has been with God.
Mm-hmm.
But then he wants you to have your own intimate time
yeah.
with him. He wants to reveal things to you. And it's nothing like him revealing. When he revealed things, you're a changed man.
Yeah.
It changes you.
You can make better choices.
He can reveal it to somebody else, but sometimes it don't really take up resident in you.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're pushing
yeah.
it.
But and he'll show you things to come. In the anointing that you have, sometimes the prophets would always say, the word of the Lord came to me saying. Now, this is not something that they could conjure up. This is not something that they could imagine. The Holy Spirit gave it to them because it was part of the plan. And sometimes, a lot of times, that will happen.
That's a good point you brought out. Mm-hmm. They would say, hey, the Holy Spirit
came.
Said the prophets. But we don't have to do, everybody got the Holy Spirit now.
Yeah.
And we don't have to lean and rely on just the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
The prophets are good.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be built on what they said. It's the same mission.
Yeah,
and he's going to give you strategic points for you. And when he do that, whenever he come to me with something that I know I can't imagine, I put that on the top shelf. That's what we're going to do first. That's the highest priority. We're going to get this done. And then he'll guide you in your personal life. But the things he revealed just without warning, those are the things I put on the top shelf. He's revealing something that's part of the plan of the Father. And
you know the ultimate things he's supposed to reveal? He's supposed to reveal Jesus to us because we hadn't mm-hmm. really seen Jesus like he wanted us to see.
Mm-hmm.
But the Holy Spirit, ultimate job
mm-hmm.
is to reveal Jesus to
That's
the
right.
body of Christ
yeah.
so that we can do what he did.
Exactly. And sometime in the things that he's given me to do, it's always word-based. It's nothing way out in left field. you can find, you'll see Jesus doing it, and then sometimes it'll answer some of your questions. Why did he do it this way? Why did he say that? And then when the Holy Spirit guides you, you'll see why he said that and what he was doing. And but Jesus always did what the Father gave him, according to the Holy Spirit. He always went in prayer and spent time with the Father, and then he'd come back and do whatever the Lord put on his heart. We operate identically to him, and this is how it works. And he won't he's the Spirit of truth. He'll only reveal truth. Now, when people teach error is not anointed. Error has no power. It's not the will of God, and it's not the God won't back it up with signs and wonders. The only thing he'll follow with signs and wonders is truth, the truth of God's word. All right, we'll pick up at 14 next week. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Communion with the Lord, it takes us to, you know, greater places. Places we can't go on our own.
Amen.
In verse 24 of chapter 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, he said, "And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." As we remember him, we have total victory. Jesus never ran across any match that he didn't conquer. And that's who we're communing with. Verse 25, "After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." We have total victory in him. And as we commune with him, we get on board with him.
Amen.
And that relationship is how we conquer the world.
Wow.
By the word of God and your testimony.
Amen.
Blood of the Lamb and your testimony.
Amen.
It conquers. You're going to reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. You're going to make them mad, and you're going to make them happy. They'll be mad at first, but then they'll see better and they'll do better, and they'll be just as happy as we are. So it's not pointless. The light of God always interrupts everything. It changes everything. And then society can grow. I thought about this morning how the blessings that we enjoy, the technology we enjoy, it happened after the gospel spread over the world. First the steam engine, then the car and the electricity. And I mean, it just boomed. Within like 150 years ago, it wasn't like this. But once the gospel spread, then technology spread too.
Amen.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your word and where you're taking us and how you're taking us. Lord, I thank you for the plans that you give us and the words that you reveal. Bless us to do all that's in your heart in total victory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Hallelujah.